Let's stand and sing one more praise to the Lord. And this is about the Lord being our vision. And let's pray that we can see the Lord's vision for our life and the way we're supposed to go better and better every day.
Thank you all very, very much. Going to start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to speak your words today. May I be filled enough with your Spirit that your words come through me rather than my words. Help me to be in tune with you. Help me to bring the message that you would have me give this morning. In Christ's holy name I pray. Amen. When I was in college, I had a good bit of free time between classes, and we had a student union building that was on campus, and I spent a good bit of time there. Had a nice lunch counter and lots of tables and chairs where people could relax and socialize. And one of the things that we quite commonly did was play cards. It was a time in my life where I'd played bridge more than any other time in my life. Kind of lost it after I left college. But I played a good bit of bridge then. We also played hearts. But it was very common to play cards. And you always are, after the cards are dealt, you're always interested in seeing what your hand looks like. And in bridge, there's a term called the Yarborough. And the Yarborough is a hand in which there are no points whatsoever. There's no card in your hand that's higher than a 9. And the distribution of your hand is 3-3-3-4. So because in bridge, you get points for distribution and you get points for face cards. And So when you, these are points that you use to count up for your bidding. But in a Yarborough, you have the, it's a hand with absolutely no points whatsoever. And sometimes in life, we've been dealt with Yarboroughs. Each one of us has a point in our lives that the cards we were dealt were not the cards we wanted to play with. The cards we were dealt did not fit the situation we were in. The cards we were dealt seemed completely wrong. The scripture lesson for today is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. I'm reading from the latest edition of the New Revised Standard. The New Revised Standard Version has come out with a new edition within the past couple of weeks. And when I was looking up the scripture, I was able to find the scripture from that New Revised Standard. It's for those of you who might want to look it up online, it's called the NSRV UE for updated edition. But that's what I'm reading from this morning. As again, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. At once, the one who had received the 5 talents went off and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they who have an abundance, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When we're getting, when we're young, the world looks completely available to us. We see nothing but possibilities. We see nothing but chances to do great things in the world. And then we set off. We go to school, we go to college, but at some point, we go to work. And when we go to work, we realize that the things that we were hoping for might not always be there. We are given abilities, and we use those abilities to the best of our own ability. We try and strive to be given to do what we can with the resources we have. Because remember, each one of us is a unique individual. God made us different from everybody else around us. Each one of us has the ability to do certain things well. And each one of us knows that there are many things that we either can do only poorly or we can't do them at all. And the older we get, the more we realize that there are things that we are challenged to do, things that we used to be able to do without any problem whatsoever. Sometimes it's amazing how much difficulty I have putting on socks in the morning. It's a struggle. And I never really thought about that until a few years ago. But there are many other things that we start losing the ability to do. And part of it is because we stop doing them. We played sports when we were young. And in a lot of cases, injuries and such have made that impossible. Even though there are some sports that we can still do. But the point is that each one of us has talents. Each one of us has unique abilities that can further the kingdom of God. But if we don't use those abilities, we will lose them. And that's, and as I said, as you get older, that becomes a much stronger reality. You get to the point where things almost seem impossible. What I want to try and do today is encourage you in trying to find out what it is you do well. Each of us can find something, even at our particular point in life, that we do well, perhaps do better than anybody else around us. And we, each one of us, need to look at our own lives, look at our own selves, and see what cards we've been dealt. See what cards are still left. And see what we can do with them. Now, as I have mentioned several times over the course of the years, one of the things that I've been continuing to try and do, even though it again becomes is more of an effort, is playing table tennis. It's the one sport that I can do that I can continue to do. But in addition to playing table tennis, I have been working with the company Bumpernets down in Hoover that runs the league that I play in every week to try and improve the way they report the information and report the results of the league. Because the results, making sure the results are out fairly rapidly and accurately, helps to encourage the players. And this is a league that has people all the way to from about 16 years old to a gentleman that's about 4 years older than I am, and I'm 75. So we have a very diverse league of age, and each one of us has abilities that we can bring to the table. Each one of us can, no matter our age, can occasionally win a very good point and even a surprise someone with a good match. Again, it's something that I've done for a while, and I continue to do it, so I am able to continue to improve. There are other things that are a little bit more difficult. And we've also, in addition to losing the ability to do things, we find that we lose the time to do things too. It seems that wherever we are in our lives, there's always so much going on that you don't have time to do what you would really like to do, or don't have time to do what is required, don't even have time to do what's required of you at that moment. One of the reasons I am stepping away from the directorship at the community center is to try and gain more time. It was a very fulfilling job, and I got to know a lot of nice people. And I got to know a lot of people that I would not have met under any other circumstance. And I got to be in a situation where I was required to comfort people after the loss of a loved one, more so than I had ever been in any other situation. As you probably know, it is a senior nutrition program and senior socialization program. It's trying both to keep people fed and also keep people from just sitting alone at their house and doing nothing, giving them an opportunity to interact with other people, and by that interaction to enrich their lives and enrich the lives of the people that they're interacting with. So that twofold mission is really very, very good. But again, the physical demands of that, plus the time demands, were something I chose to walk away from. I've been there for 7.5 years. And our church is still going to be supporting it, as was mentioned in the administrative council meeting the last time. So here is an opportunity to do something for the community if you're interested, or if it is something that you would be inclined to feel like it's one of your talents. And that is to simply participate in there. The only requirement is that you're 60 years old. And it is not in any way a charity program. It is literally for any senior that is 60 years or older. And to, again, with the idea of nutrition plus socialization. And I would encourage people to start taking advantage of people who actually live in this community to take advantage of it. But I'm stepping away because of the physical demands. We're becoming a little bit too hard for me to do on a daily basis. The person taking over for me is better than I was at the job. She has the ability to come up with socialization programs that I would never have dreamed of. And it will be in good hands. She's working there now, and she will continue working there after I leave at the end of this month. And again, this is another situation where she had the ideas and the willingness to take those ideas and run with them that I did not have. She had a card dealt to her that I did not have dealt to me. I focused as much on keeping the records as I did on feeding everyone. Because keeping records is something I'm good at. I do computer work fairly well. I've worked with computers for most of my life, certainly all of my working life. Even from the very simplest back in the late 70s and early 80s to what we're doing now. And I continue to learn to be able to do more with computers. I also have had to set aside, because of time restraints, I've also had to set aside writing any more in the books I'm working on. So time is something we need to take advantage of to do what we are good at. I'm good at record keeping. Some of y'all are good at sports. Some of y'all are excellent at coming up with ideas to better our church. There's so many things that each of us can do. There's so many things, though, that are holding us back. Each of us has to look at the obstacles that are keeping us from using what God has given us. Remember, each of you have these talents. You can look in yourself and you know what is there. You know what you're good at, and you know what you struggle with. A church community is a place where we try to mix all of these talents together to make things move forward in the kingdom of God. Each of us has things that we can bring to the table, bring to this church that no one else has. For example, Bill Drake is incredibly good with so many things as far as repairing so much money has been saved in our church because of his ability to keep things running and keep things fixed. He once told me that in some of the areas he's very good at, He didn't have any formal training. He tried it and tried it again until he was able to do it well. So that's what I when I was talking to the young man over there and I talked to y'all. Be willing to try new things. No matter what age you are, be willing to try new things. You may not be good at it. You can't know that, though, if you don't try it. And you can be the judge of whether it's safe or not. It would have been nice at some point in my life to see what it was like to jump out of an airplane on a parachute. I don't think I'm going to do that. Each of y'all have dreams, though, that you can, that are much more realistic, that you can fulfill. Each of y'all have things that you want to try, but for one reason or another have decided, well, I'm too old, or I don't know what that is. I'm too old to learn it. But our brains are much more capable than we give them credit for sometimes. We are able to learn things if we put our mind to it and give ourselves time to study it that we would not have thought we could learn. And we need to try that. The older we get, the more our bodies become, the more feeble our bodies become. But if we keep using the facilities we have, plus being willing to try the mental things that we have been perhaps avoiding, we can continue to grow ourselves. And as we grow ourselves, we give ourselves the ability to have things that we can do for others that we don't currently know how to do. Always be willing to try something new. Always be willing to reach out to encounter others who have different ideas and see whether their ideas have any value. The idea of not being able to do something is something that becomes more and more frightening the older you get. The idea that you literally can't do things that you used to be able to do is perhaps one of the cruelest parts of aging. But we need to try and nurture the things that we can do and to nurture our creativity so that we can reach out and find new things to do that we might not have thought of before. God gave us these talents. God hasn't stopped giving you talents. That's what you need to remember. It's like the dealer always is there with another card when you want it. And again, just like in a card deck, it may not be the card you think you want. It may not be a card you can do anything at all with. But if that card doesn't work, the next card might. If we're open to letting God continue to give us talents, if we're open to letting God continue to give us new ideas and new things that we can do, no matter our age and abilities, so that the kingdom of God can be furthered in this church. There is so much we can do if we just have the will and just have the willingness to grasp the things we need. I appreciate very deeply the opportunity to speak to you all again. It's always a blessing. It's always very humbling because you are people that I work with every week. I see y'all every week. And I love all of you. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak to y'all this morning. Amen. Now, we are going to have our closing hymn. The closing hymn is one of my favorites because it speaks to the fact that we are Methodist. There's something, I have been a Methodist ever since I met Denise. And to me, it is one of the best places where I have been able to reach out to God and reach out to a group of people that I can do things for. And this, I remember one annual conference that our church attended in Battle Coliseum on the Birmingham Southern campus. And we had brought our choir and we were singing with a massed choir from other churches in that Coliseum. And having that massed choir singing this hymn made me more proud of being a Methodist than I can think. So let's stand and sing our closing hymn, Oh for a Thousand Tongues. Remind you that our offering plates are in the back, and we are blessed, and if you feel led, give out of your blessing. Now we go forth. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the talents that you have given each one of us. We are deeply grateful for the fact that you continue to give to us. Help us to always be willing to accept what we get and use it to the best of our ability. You always strive to bring us to a better place. You're always on our side. Help us to remember that when we see a new opportunity, a new chance, or even a new burden. You're always on our side. You're always with us. Help us to take your presence with us and go forth in the community and go forth to spread your kingdom, a kingdom of love that you started so long ago. Help us to be always strive to be worthy of the name Christian and use it to spread your love to the world. Let us now go out and spread that love. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Gave it to him.